USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, confirms a deal is done on a small business aid package.
There is a deal that is done, but we didn't have to be here. We waited 2 weeks ago. We said this money was going to run out.
McCarthy blames Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, for delaying a bill.
Nancy Pelosi has stopped it. Thursday we'll get the new unemployment numbers. That's going to be Pelosi's unemployment. She did not have to do this. This is a program that worked better than any program we've seen.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did actually tell CNN's Anderson Cooper that she did hold up the package because she wanted data on how that money was being spent. A man accused of attacking a full room of people at a Hanukkah celebration with a machete last December in New York has been deemed to be unfit to stand trial for hate crime charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As governors across the country continue to make plans to reopen their state, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced a Reopen Florida task force. The group will be tasked with coming up with safe ways to reopen the state as stay-at-home orders are due to expire. The Republican governor credits Floridians for being able to make this move.
Got to give credit to the people of Florida. You go back 6 weeks, everybody, particularly in the Acela media, was saying Florida was going to be worse than New York. If you look at what's happened, that's not true. People said our hospitals were going to be overrun. We've actually increased hospital bed space and ICU bed space during the pandemic. Florida's flattened the curve. People have done a great job. And I think I think we understand that you can do both. You can continue to fight COVID-19, but also get people back to work and have society function again.
And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo meeting at the White House with the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says a pandemic isn't the time to worry about the deficit and debt.
We're going to have to deal with those deficits and debt, but this is not the time to deal with it.
Cornyn, speaking on Fox News, also says the federal government must make the expenditures necessary to fight the coronavirus pandemic.
Right now, we are spending a lot of money. We're doing everything we know to do. This is really kind of a wartime footing.
Average gasoline prices across the country fell 4 cents a gallon last week, with the national average now sitting at $1.79. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Price is now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
I'm John Clemens.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.